This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre. There are still a few more weeks or so left in mango season. We know the end of the season is a sad time for a lot of you. It may also come with a sigh of relief if you're someone who can't figure out what to do with all your mangoes. That was part of the conundrum facing Mae Miller and her partner Dave a few years ago.
Dave likes to count the mangoes as we pick them every day. He does the daily count. And then I think it was about 3 years ago, we had a season with 1,300 mangoes from one tree.
She tried all the typical things, trying to unload them on friends or colleagues.
Of course, you know, everybody has mangoes this time of year, and it's like, no, I don't need any mangoes, you know?
They found their solution, though, during their Saturday morning ritual.
Get the coffee out and go to yard sales.
Dave likes cooking, so they'd accumulated a lot of yard sale cookbooks over the years.
It was this little pamphlet that was from a woman's club in Key West.
The pamphlet was from the 1890s.
And we saw this recipe for Caribbean chutney.
This is what they would do with their mangoes. They started sending jars of the chutney off to family and friends for Christmas.
And Dave has 5 brothers and sisters that have, and he's the youngest of 6, so some of those already have kids, so it was sending it to them and their kids. And we found ourselves spending all this money on postage, mailing out these boxes of chutney every year. And then finally, we said, well, let's see if maybe we can try selling this stuff.
For the past 5 years, she's been selling their turn-of-the-century mango chutney at May's Mango Mondo booth at the Yellow Green Farmers Market in Hollywood. And with her favorite measuring cups, painted with cat faces inside, she showed us how to make a batch. First step, cutting mangoes into tiny cubes.
How many hours do you think you spent cutting mangoes?
Gosh. That would be scary to add up, but I mean, sometimes, you know, during, like, when the mangoes are coming in May and June, it's like I get home at 5 o'clock and I'll cut mangoes for, like, 6 or 7 hours.
Mango chutney is her hobby. By day, she's a microbiologist.
So now we'll get some onion cut, which our flair is going to come from in the chutney. It's that stuff right there.
That tear-inducing
yes,
red onion.
Tear-inducing red onion.
And then dicing up some red pepper.
These colors are just beautiful. The purple, the red, the orange.
You put it all together in a pot with some red pepper flakes.
And then we'll go ahead and we'll get our ginger ready. A half a cup of our vinegar. Kind of gives it a little bit of tartness, and it also gets the pH in the right place for food safety.
Remember, May is a scientist.
Unsweetened pineapple juice. And we're going to add our curry powder to that. Jamaican style. Now we're going to get our mango in. So then we're going to let this cook and then add the raisins.
Then you cook it a bit more, and the final step in the chutney making process.
All right, let's try this. That's good. We got a little kick to it. Mm-hmm. You can taste the mango, but also the curry powder, the onion. Oh man, a little spicy. That's delicious.
And May says a food like this just feels like part of the history of this place.
I feel like I'm with the history and the culture of Florida, living close to the Caribbean. The influence of people that came to Key West from other places in the islands, and I feel like they brought those flavors from those places.
So now, with a resurrected recipe that's almost 130 years old, you can have some of that summer flavor long after your mango tree stands bare. But now May has a new problem. Not enough mangoes. She has to make sure she gets to her tree early.
Before the mango thieves come out and walk their dogs in the morning and try to get our mangoes.
Aside from her own tree, May will take mangoes from wherever she can get them.
I have one customer, she called me today and said, you know, you have to come get mangoes. I have, like, you know, 60 pounds of mangoes for you. And so it's kind of, you know, grown into special relationships with people in the community.
You can watch a video and see photos of May making her mango chutney on our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre.